Let's talk film next, and Liam Neeson, as you've never seen him before, well, apart from his brief stint as an RUC officer in Derry Girls, this time playing an American cop, Frank Drebin, in a reboot of Naked Gun, a series of spoof comedies made in the 80s and 90s based on the TV series Police Squad, which was itself a send-up of 1970s cop shows. It opens in cinemas here tomorrow. Here's a taste.
Says you served 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter?
Must have been quite the joke.
They're going to shut down Police Squad if you do not solve this case.
Do this by the book.
Show a little respect!
Why?
Who's going to arrest me?
Other cops?
Liam Neeson in Naked Gun. Entertainment journalist Serena Bellissimo is with us. Morning, Serena.
Morning, Gavin.
You've seen the film. Is it good?
Oh, it's so good. It's, do you know what? It's stupid. It's silly. It's ridiculous. It's everything a spoof comedy should be.
And Liam Neeson in the Leslie Nielsen role. What's he like?
Oh, he, do you know what? This is a really hard role to go into because Leslie Nielsen really has made it his own. But Liam Neeson actually nails it. He's fantastic. He doesn't try and do what Leslie Nielsen did. I mean, it's an homage to what Leslie Nielsen did, but he makes it his own. He is hilarious. I love him.
How does it compare to the originals? There are some of the same team involved in making this one too, yes?
There are, and there is an homage to the original. So while they try and, I mean, it's the same thing in that, you know, there's sight gags, there's sexual innuendo, it's silly. It is trying to stand on its own two feet as well. So I think what's happening is this is the first one. The original had three films. This is the first, I think, of a franchise. If this does really well, we're going to see a sequel. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but you know what Hollywood's like. If this makes money, we'll definitely see a sequel. And I think what will happen is in the sequel, it will actually forge ahead on its own path. But here in the original, it's trying to do both. It's trying to pay homage to the original while also doing its own thing.
And an homage to Police Squad and Airplane. Do the jokes work here, Serena?
They do, but Gavin, you have to be in the mood, okay? If you're not in the mood, you're going to sit there rolling your eyes because sometimes you do feel like you're watching Strictly Come Dancing when Bruce Forsyth used to host, you know, where he's doing those really obvious old jokes. That's what's happening here, but it doesn't mean it doesn't work. There's like sight gags that get worse and worse as they go along, but they're so bad that they're actually funny. And I think right now in cinemas, we need something like this. We need something where it's just ridiculous and stupid and you're just laughing at it.
What about Pamela Anderson in the Priscilla Presley role?
Oh, she is outstanding. I'm loving that Pamela Anderson has had a resurgence in her career. We saw her do Showgirls earlier this year, so we can see her do the dramatic. But by goodness, can she do the comedy? And this works because both her and I keep going to call him Leslie, but no, both him and herself and Liam play this so deadpan, so straight, that it's hilarious. The two of them, the sizzling chemistry that the two of them have is out of this world. I love them. I could watch the two of them just do anything.
Looking forward to it. Naked Gun, that's Serena Bellissimo, opens in the cinemas tomorrow. 7:30. Brian Jennings has the latest news.